Good afternoon. Please be seated. This afternoon, the Supreme Court has a number of administrative matters pending before it. As you can see, Justice Pickering is in Las Vegas. Justice Perigary is unfortunately detained due to an emergency, and Justice Seda is traveling. These matters are being recorded, and both justices will listen to the discussion on all of these issues and will participate in the discussion and deliberation of each one. excuse me. I specifically asked Justice Pickering to be in Vegas because I anticipated there may be some folks who would attend these hearings in Las Vegas, and when we have these video conferences, it's not always easy to tell who's there and who's prepared to speak and the like, so I've asked her to alert me when someone wishes to speak on a particular issue. The first public hearing issue we'll take up today is in the matter of the processing of civil appeals involving litigants appearing in pro se. The draft rules and amendments were filed in Administrative Docket 0385. As some may know, the court several years ago started a proper person or pro se pilot project. We've been operating on that basis with pro se appeals for some period of time, and the court felt it appropriate to convert that process into a formal process, but also to restore what had previously been just statements in most pro se appellate cases to a briefing. That, I think, is the material change from the pro se pilot project. With that short introduction, are there any persons in Carson City who wish to address the order, the pro se rules and amendments to the Nevada Rules of Appellate Procedure? Okay, are there any persons in Las Vegas, Justice Pickering, who wish to address these draft amendments?
Yes, there is, Chief. Please come forward. State your name for the record.
My name is Kim Blandino. I'm a pro se litigant. I've been docketed with the U.S. Supreme Court four times, taken many cases to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Probate court, I actually represented somebody in probate at the Southern State. You'll find a published case regarding me. It's at 914 Pacific 2nd, 624. It's a 1996 case. I think I might be the most qualified pro se litigant to speak to the issue, not the civil. I think that's an appropriate to allow civil appeals pro se to do the full briefing rather than just the appeal statements. However, to the Rule 46 changes regarding criminal appeals, I find it unconscionable that you would lock out pro se's except to file motions to fire their attorney, basically. There's been many cases, orders, where you've allowed prisoners not only to represent other people and in the federal courts as well, but where they've been allowed to file a supplemental briefing to their counsel's briefing in a direct criminal appeal. In Blandino versus State, cited before, I was denied the right to represent my appeal, myself in my criminal appeal of a felony conviction. I went on two grounds, both the U.S. Constitution and then on the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which my religious beliefs and my belief was that God wanted me to take that appeal without assistance of counsel. I'm going to cite from that opinion where it says that it's not a substantial burden, where the court then said, appellants retain the right to move the court to file briefs in proper person under NRAP 46 which now you're going to foreclose, because if someone tries to move for that, a pro se litigant, you're going to throw it back to them without even putting a receive stamp on it, apparently, if these modifications are in fact made. Now, the court can take judicial notice that there have been attorneys that you've suspended, revoked, thrown out. There's a judge that was just sentenced, Judge Jones, who is a family court judge, because of corrupt activities. It was only an election, if you'll remember, when he ran against Cliff Young, that prevented it from being a family court judge sent to federal prison to a justice of the Supreme Court, Nevada Supreme Court, sent. Everything else being equal, if he did the same criminal activity while he was with the Nevada Supreme Court. So when a direct appeal is done, you're going to say that the inmate or the convicted person has no input whatsoever into their appeal. Not only that, they can't even move for a supplemental briefing or to have any kind of input whatsoever. So they have to wait until some type of post-conviction relief possibility. And that is unconscionable, and it's not proper for that to be done. With the incompetent and ineffective assistance of counsel, you yourselves have ruled, and prior courts have ruled, that counsels on direct appeal and a trial have been ineffective. To have to force a person that may be doing serious prison time to have to wait to have any input as to their conviction directly on the direct appeal and wait for some collateral relief on post-conviction, be it either state or federal, before they can say, hey, they screwed up big time here, that's unconscionable. Give some kind of option here that they can file a motion to put in supplemental briefs. I don't know the case sites, I don't know the docket numbers, but I know you've done so with Frank DiDomenico, with an inmate named Henderson, and there were at least two others, where they were allowed to file supplemental briefs. Here you're not even allowing, with these proposed rule changes, allowing to move to file supplemental briefs. This is just ridiculous in light of you going the other direction as to civil appeals. The civil appeals, I mean, it's laudable that you allow full briefing by pro se litigants. You know, I've talked to judges that have admitted that I know the rules and the procedures better than a lot of judges. I was there in prison at the law library every minute of every hour of every day of every week of every month that I had access to the law library. I studied thousands of cases. I reviewed all the rules. I followed them to the best of my ability. Had to correct judges when they've been in error. I was granted a writ of mandamus when my family court judge, during the most traumatic years of this country's history, 2001, I was getting no visitation from my children. The last family court judge recused himself from my case, and I had no family court judge because Pepez from Ely had to be assigned to the case. I had to ask him to stay any proceedings because it would have been burdensome for all. I went by writ of mandamus to this court, asked for emergency visitation. You wouldn't give me anything. You did speedily resolve the writ of mandamus issue in 3 months, which is record time, admittedly. And you ordered Judge Ritchie back on the case. And so, pro ses are not all, you know, wacko wing nuts, as some would like to try to portray. We follow the rules, we try, and we can see error, and we can see the law and the rules. And to foreclose, I beg you to reconsider the direction you're heading here, because I tell you, just as Obamacare we're seeing nationally unravel, and there's going to be unintended consequences from that, if you impose these rules, you're inviting the legislature, and I think a coalition of Democrats and Republicans, as well as independents, will get together and by statute say that pro ses could motion to have input into their direct appeal, and then you'll have to rechange this rule because, as we all know, a statute trumps your rules of appellate procedure. There's a conflict between the rule of appellate procedure and the statute wins. Just as if there's a conflict between the statute and the constitutional provisions, the Constitution wins. It's the chain of command, as we know. So I don't know who thought of this idea, that you have no input on a direct criminal appeal, but it's ill-considered.
So your objection is to Rule 46A(b)(1)?
The only motions that will be heard will basically to try and dismiss your attorney.
I think we understand that.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Is there any questions you'd like to ask to me? Because I've got experience that none of you
I don't have any, but my colleagues in Carson City may.
I have no questions.
There are none up here. Are there any other comments, Mr. Blandino?
I'm just saying, I beg you in closing to reconsider this. I'd be happy if you'd like me to. There are other states where they allow, Washington is one, Washington State, where they're allowed by statute to have input into direct criminal appeal, and other states as well. There's no parade of horribles that have happened. Granted, you might have to do a little more work. It might be a little tiresome to read some of those handwritten appeals because the inmate doesn't have access to a typewriter or a word processor. But we're talking about liberty here. Judges do err. Mistakes are made. There are incompetent and ineffective assistance of counsels there, and one shouldn't have to wait until some kind of collateral relief that the courts say, ooh, shoot, yeah, this guy really screwed up, you know. It should not be that way.
Thank you.
A lot of input.
Yeah, thank you for your input on this. It's important, and I appreciate you coming.
Are there any other persons in Las Vegas who wish to comment on this rule change?
Yes.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Jim Birchtold. I am an attorney and the Director of Development for the Legal Aid Center of Southern Nevada. Legal Aid Center supports the amendment to the rules as it pertains to appeals in civil cases and appeals in family cases, family law cases. We believe it will promote access to justice. We operate two self-help centers, one at the family court, one here at the Regional Justice Center. We are ready and willing to put materials and forms on both websites and revise them to assist pro se litigants. We support the amendment to the rules, and if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I don't, but my colleagues in the North may.
I don't believe so. Thank you very much, Mr. Birchhold, for being here.
Thank you.
Are there any other persons in Las Vegas who wish to comment on these rule changes?
I think not. There's no one else.
All right, then public hearing on this issue is closed and the matter will be submitted.